Okay, today is Daf Tzai Dalin. We're on side of Gimel Amid Beis by the Itmar. The Gemara is going to bring a Machlokas Amoraim by the issue that we mentioned of Shabbos, Kevon Shehutra Hutra. Once it was Mutter, it was Mutter, what? Maybe, yeah. Itmar. So we learned the Machlokas in the Beis Medrash. Kotzel Shebein Shnei Chatzei Oshanafo. So I have a wall that's separating two Chatzeros. So you have this wall that Rashi says, there's no opening between them. And they didn't make an Erev together. I mean, the two Chatzeros couldn't make an Erev together. But Nafo. They say each made their own Erev. There's no Erev together. So now the Kotel falls down. So what happens if the Kotel falls down? So it falls down. It's decimated. It's gone. So now the two Chatzeros are open to each other. So now, theoretically, they're one Chatzer. So in order to carry, you would need an Erev. But they didn't make the Erev before Shabbos. So Kotel, Shanafo, Shnei Chatzeros, Shanafo. So what happens? Rav Amar Emet Halkimbo, you may not carry in any of the Chatzeros, Elo Ba'arba Amos, you have your Galar Amos, because once it falls down, right, the Erev that each one was, the Erev that each one made in its own Chatzer at the time, is batel, it doesn't do anything, because now it's an open space, and they aser on each other. In other words, you can't carry into this Chatzer, because my Chatzer is now open to that area, which is a place that's aser to me, so I can't carry in my place. So it's usher. Happens to be machlokas Rashi Tosos as to whether it means that you can't carry only from the stuff from the house into the chutzner, or even things that were left in the chutzner before, you know, chutzner stuff.
What about one chutzner itself without
a can't carry.
Okay.
You may no longer can carry it, right?
So why do you need two chutzners?
Rav says, what do you mean? Because you had two chutzners, chutzner A, chutzner B.
Right.
They made their Erev.
Wait,
they made their Erev before Shabbos?
Right.
They made their Erev before
right.
Shabbos.
Right.
So they could all carry now into their things. They could carry. They did not make together. They made an Erev when they were independent Chatzeros.
Okay.
Then the wall falls down. So
right.
Now it's no longer two separate Chatzeros. It's only one Chatzer.
But even if it was only one Chatzer, you made an Erev for yourself.
No, you wouldn't have made a difference. It would have made if you were one Chatzer and they would have made an Erev. It would have taken.
Down.
The Erev didn't fall down. The wall between the Chatzeros fell down. That's a machlokas. That's the whole point. That's the machlokas. So Rav says, Ein metalten bo ela arba amos, because he's not going to hold of kevon shehutra hutra. And Shmuel on Rav, Shmuel says no. Zeh metalten ikar mechitza, v'zeh metalten ikar mechitza. Each one can carry up to the place of where the mechitza was, because kevon shehutra hutra. Next Shabbos, obviously, they'll have to make an Erev, a joint Erev. Up to this Shabbos, they don't have to. Because they didn't make a joint Erev. People A made an Erev. People B made an Erev.
Now they're a joint, one unit
now. Okay.
And they all, in fact, made an Erev.
No, because the people in this area did not include these people. And these people did not include these people in their Erev. Everyone has to be included. They didn't include them. Right, Rav says, look at Rashi. Rav, less le ho'il, hutra hutra. He doesn't hold of ho'il, hutra hutra. Right? We don't hold say that's really one chatzer. The kaim alone, and therefore we would say chatzer so iver divrei kol matalta masocha kelim shemeshef su beavira. Rashi asks, well, wait a second. Well, why can't you just say, okay, it's all one chatzer, and we say the chatzer all one reshus. So at least the kelim shemeshef su in the chatzer before Shabbos should be able to carry around. Yeah, because we said before that the whole Isser is only carrying from the house to the Chatzer, but we passed like Rav Shimon. So why can't the Kalim that were in the Chatzer Kalim be carried into the other place? Why does Rav say can't do it at all? Tosfos doesn't agree with that. Tosfos says the only Isser is to carry from the house to the Chatzer. So he says the Kaimelon Chatzlo Iber Dibre Kol Metalka Besocha Kalim Shabbosocha Vira. Right? So he says that he cool Chad Roshosi Aval Hacha Beis Roshios Hasuros Zoyim Zohayu. He says because you still can't lose sight of the fact that these were really two Chatzeros. It's not one. And they made an Erev and each other, so they separated. Right? And I forgot the Kaimelon Kav Shimon, the Chatzer Shus Achas Hain, Hachal B'shi Erev Kol Echad La'atma Askina. Here, each one made their own Erev, so they made a separation. But Rav Tameh, the Amar, Lach Kav Shimon, B'hush Lo Yirvu. He says the Lach Kav Shimon went only if he didn't make an Erev. But here, Aval Erev Shtei Rishuyos Hain. If you make an Erev, they are two Rishuyos. So here they made an Erev. So they're considered one Rishuyos that you can't carry, but they continue two Rishuyos to not permit you to carry the Kalim that he's having his cake and eating it to. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says Rashi, he says, no, Zemetatl Icha Mechitza, Rashi says, Kedemi Kara, like we originally had, Darmina, we say, Ho, Hutra Hutra. And he says, Ubeklei HaBayis Kamar Shmuel. Shmuel is talking about the Kalim from the house. You can even bring the Kalim from the house outside. The Ibish HaShafsu B'Chatzer, even if it's the stuff that was in the Chatzer, Afilu lechatzer lechatzer nami. He holds like Rav Shimon, who says you can carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer. To har Shmuel who the amar alach Rav Shimon vafilu ira kol echel atzma velo gazer mishumani lebatim. Shmuel was the one who said a few days ago that we pass like Rav Shimon, even if you make an eruv. Because we're not concerned, you're confused which kalim came from the house and which kalim came from the chatzer. The apagav the hash tahavilu chatzer achas kishenafal. But even though now, when the wall falls down, they're considered one chatzer. Lo asher lehu batim. The houses aren't usher. Tashari lafukim mibatim lechatzer hol v'hutzer mixer Shabbos. So you have the concept of hol v'hutzer hutzer hutzer. Okay. So the Gemara now brings a says v'hadar Rab. The fact that Rab said that kotel shebein chatzeros that falls down, you can't carry except for dalet amos. He says, Lab Favorite Itmar. He didn't say it explicitly, Ella Miklala Itmar. We learned it out from a story that happened. The Rav Ushmuel have a Yasri Bahu Chatzer. Rav Ushmuel were sitting in this chatzer on Shabbos. Nafal Gudo de Beni Beni. And the wall separating this chatzer and the next door chatzer fell down. Remember, Chatzer A and Chatzer B had not made an Erev, a joint Erev together. So Amr Lahu Shmuel, so Shmuel says to his Talmidim, Shkolu Glima Nagiduba. Take some sort of cloak and put it up on the area where the wall was. And the question is, why did Shmuel need to have this cloak put up there if he has the whole Hutra Hutra? Yeah. Why does he have to? So we'll get to that.
Why? Because
he wants to make it a mark. Right, so we'll get to it. So Adrino Rav Ape. Rav turned his face from Shmuel. I mean, to show his disgust in what he was doing. So, and then this next line, I don't know what he's doing. So Amar lo Shmuel. Shmuel says to Talmidim, E kapit Abba, if Abba, meaning Rav, is makbid on what's going on here, Shkolo himenu bekitruba. Take his belt and tie the talus. Tie the talus together. In order to keep it from, the problem that Rav has is how does it help Rav? Rav says once the wall falls down, you can't carry in the chutzner. So they took a cloak and they carried. So take an avni to put it around it. I'm not sure. I don't know what that line means there. So the Gemara says Ushmuel. The question we had before. Why can't they be mivatel the reshus? I guess yeah. If you bevatel, everyone's bevatel reshus to one person, then maybe that one person can carry. I guess if you have a bris milah or something like that, it needs to be done. Now you probably do it. You can't get everyone. You can't have that everyone.
One guy.
It only helps one person.
You can't say zochel al shalufai. You can't say they
want to be.
But you can't join the mechitz. You can't join the chaserus with that. There are two types of Eruv Chatzeros. There's an Eruv Chatzer that connects the houses into the Chatzer, and there's an Eruv Chatzeros that connects each Chatzer to the other Chatzer.
Right.
I don't think you can do that in this case and I don't know if you can do it on Shabbos. Right. I don't think you can do it on Shabbos.
Yeah, I think you can do it on Shabbos.
What?
I think you can
do it on Shabbos. Right, but so he does the Bittul Rishus, but the Bittul Rishus doesn't help for everybody. There could be 20 houses in each Chatzer, and it doesn't help them if they do Bittul Rishus to one person. I don't know if that works. So Shmuel Lameliha, why does he need to put the talus the mechit as up a mechitza? Ha Amar, didn't he already just say zematatal ikar mechitza, zematatal ikar mechitza? Each one can carry up to the edge of the wall. In other words, the chutzner is still technically in existence. The separation is still in existence without the wall. The Shabbos. The Shmuel Avilitz news to the Ba'amah. Shmuel just did it for tznius purposes. You know, he wanted the people to continue. Everyone's used to doing their items in the chutzner. And they're only used to doing their chutz without other chutzeros looking in, so they want to keep up the wall, just like keep up the wall for tznius purposes. The Rav isvio le the aser lemele. Well, if Rav really holds it's aser, why don't you just turn his head and discuss? Well, why don't you say something? Just say something. So aseri the Shmuel hava, because we were in the Hardoya, and this is the town of Shmuel. So ihachi my time adrina lape. So then why did he make a macha? Is the low name of Shmuel Shule. He just didn't want people to say that he holds like Shmuel. He was caught between a rock and a hard place here. He had to show that he disagreed, but he couldn't be disrespectful to Shmuel. Because Shmuel's the most Asra. So he doesn't say anything, but it makes it clear that he's not agreeing to the Psak.
If it was on the Tzniyusa, why would Rav protect?
Because you still have to carry the cloak. You still have to carry the cloak to the area to put it up. And Shmuel says, put up the cloak, and now you can we have to pull there. There are two things. There's a machlokas Rashi and other Rishonim as to whether it's a one-way machlokas, a single machlokas, or a double machlokas. Other Rishonim say it's a double machlokas also, because you're making the cloak, you're putting up the wall, because that's called a Sias Mechitza B'Shabbos. So you get into the whole machlokas of Ohel Arai. Does Ohel Arai apply just for walls, or does it apply for the roof also? I think we saw that on Tosas Daf and Dalet. There's a machlokas in Rashi and Tosas about Ohel Arai.
So you get
to
tie it down at the bottom.
Well,
you didn't really make the wall.
It doesn't matter. He made, how, well, He takes a cloak and he puts it up, and how does it stay? So what? But if you make a mechitza, the machlokus and tosos and dachman bal is that if you make a mechitza that has a halachic status, that's a problem. Oh well, tosos says. So Rab will hold. Well, you could carry here to begin with. So now you're making the mechitza. That mechitza itself is asur to make on Shabbos because you make. It's different. It's making. If you're making a halachic wall, it's a problem. That's a difference. That's a different halacha in sukkah. That's not halacha in the
over
here.
No,
but
that's halacha in the wall.
Right. So sukkah. The problem is on sukkahs also. Let's say you only have two walls in the sukkah, and you make the third wall on Shabbos. You can't do that. If you have three walls, you make the fourth wall. That may not be a problem because it's already kosher.
Something you tie down on the bottom also.
But that's what you're assuming. But maybe the Gemara is assuming that also. You have to, if he's doing it for tzinius purposes, he did it in a way that the wall doesn't move, and you can go through. Okay, next. Chatzah shenifreshah l'rishus harabim. So you have a wall, so basically you have a chatzer, right? That and on the other side of the wall is the rishus harabim. So chatzah shenifreshah l'rishus harabim, completely gone. The wall's gone. So hamachnis mitocha l'rishus hayachid. Someone who brings from that chatzer into rishus hayachid, or rishus hayachid l'tocha, or from rishus hayachid to the area of the or to the chatzer, chayav. Whoa, you're chayav. Right now, when the wall falls down, they're going to judge Tibrei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer has this big chiddush that when the wall falls down in that area, so that area gets a din of Rishus HaRabim. If you carry anywhere from the chatzer there, or from there into the chatzer, you chayev. And take it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid.
The house to that
chatzer
would be...
Chacham says no. Mitocha, from the chatzer to Rishus HaRabim, Omer, Rishus HaRabim Lesocha, Pater. Mipnei Shu Karmelis. We're going to judge it as a Karmelis. Okay, basically they say, in the Torah, the chatzer is not Rishus HaRabim. So basically what happened is, the wall falls down, Rabbi Lezer now says that, and it's open to the Rishus HaRabim, Rabbi Lezer says that chatzer now gets a status of Rishus HaRabim. So if I carry from my house into the chatzer, it's Melacha D'Oraisa. If I carry from there into my house, it's Melacha D'Oraisa.
Right.
And Chacham say, no, it lost its status as Rishus HaYachim, Midirabanan. It's a Karmelis. Okay, so Gemara says, it's interesting though, because here basically what happened, one wall fell down. Remember, we had a major machlokas between all the Rishonim and the Rambam as to what constitutes Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. All the other Rishonim said, you just need three walls. The Rambam says you need to have three walls plus something. What happens over here? One wall fell down. So according to all the other Rishonim, why is this a problem? It should still be Rishus HaYachid because there's still three walls. So everyone has to talk about it. There's a big Bir Halacha, I forgot which Simon is, there's a big Bir Halacha that talks about it. You have to say something for the other Rishonim as to why this is an issue here after three walls that are still up. So... So Rabbi Lezer, Gemara asks, Rabbi Lezer, Mishum, the Nifritzel of Rishus HaRabim, Havel of Rishus HaRabim, just because the wall falls down, and now the Chatzar is open to the Rishus HaRabim, the Chatzar gets a din of the Rishus HaRabim, how does that work? Right? So Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer L'tamei, Rabbi Lezer goes with Shita, so, Desanyu, who learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Huda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Lezer, Rabim Sheberu Derech La'atzman, Ma Sheberu Beru. So he says, we're taking the Gemara is making a big Kokimta, that basically says, look at Rashi, Sheberu derech la'atzman b'sada acher ma shebiru biru the ain rishai legodra amakonelu. If the rabbim take over and basically they force an easement in someone's property, if that's going to be the way that they walk through there, ma shebiru biru, and you can't put up a wall. So too here, I guess when the wall falls down. I mean, it happens fast. I guess the wall falls down and the rabbim start walking through this area now. They start walking through this area, so they get a zechus. Right, they get the zechus to walk there, so that chatzer becomes a rishus harabim. I guess that a chacham would hold it. You don't have a right to make this easement. You can't just walk through and say all of a sudden now just because we started walking through there that means it's our thing. It's like David Gallo's house, and everyone walks through to cut through his opening. You can put up a fence there according to chacham because they don't necessarily have a right of way to walk through. Okay, so Gemara says, Aini, is that really true that according to Rabbi Lezer, that the Rabbim can take away the ownership of the Baal HaChatzer because they walk through? Bahamar of Gidol Amarab, Buhu Sha'avda Lehen Derech Ba'ososada. The only way that worked was that they originally had a right of way, then the wall went up, and then the wall fell down. Right? Rashi says, Sha'avda Derech Ba'ososada, Sha'ay Lehen Derech Ba'o, Ve'eino Yodei Ibetzvanu Bidorom. What happened was, they had a right of way, then something went up, something fell down, they didn't know where the right of way was, and they start walking this way. We assume that's the way they had they always had. They're going back to their original way. But here, that's not the case. What you're saying is that the wall fell down right away. It doesn't say that they had and then they went up and then they had again. The Gemara says, "V'chi teima the hachanami." If you say that maybe our Mishnah is talking about that case. He goes to Avdilahem Derech Osa Chatzer, that they lost their way in the Derech Osa Chatzer, right? Rashi says, She'em Makom Hamachitza Nikar, Obenei Rosh Hasarabim Marchivim Rosh Hasarabim Lusoko, Ben Mixas, Omerim She'ad Kan Hay Rosh Hussan. Maybe that's the case, right? Maybe the case is that there is a fight between the Bnei Rosh Hasarabim and the Baal Chatzer, whose wall fell down, where the original wall was. The Bnei Rosh Hasarabim say that it was this big, right? And the Baal Chatzer says, you know, it was only this big. Right, and so now they're walking through, and they're buried with that place, and that's the case of Rabbi Lezer, that we go by what they decided was the size of the walkway. Umar says I can't be, but ha Amar, right? So therefore Hamar b'china ad makom mechitza machlokas. He says the machlokas between Chachamar and Lezer is only on the is ad makom mechitza. Rashi says. The mashma kol chatzer kula ad makom achitza hayucham osim also karmos, avol makom achitza modu mechad olazer mashle the kula mishas rabbim. Rashi basically says, if you look at the Mishnah says, well maybe the Mishnah doesn't say, but Chanina says the machlokas that they're having here is the entire chatzer. The way we're setting up the case now is the machlokas only be the area that they walk in, but Rabbi Chanina basically says that the machlokas in Chachamim and the Rabbi Lezer is talking about the entire chatzer. Right? Now, if we could judge the entire chutzner as Rosh Hasharabim or Carmelis, but for the place where the thing fell down itself, maybe Chacham Ramodit to Rabbi Lezer. The only machlokas is in the rest of the chutzner, right? So over here, based on this, you see that Rabbi Lezer holds the entire chutzner is Rosh Hasharabim. Well, wait, we're establishing is that it's the place where they walk through, so the issue is only on that area that they're walking. They're not walking the entire chutzner, they have a pathway to walk through. Rabbi Lezer says the entire chatzer is a Rosh Hasharabim. So that can't be what's going on in our case. Because in our case, the Mishnah saying that Rabbi Lezer says it's a Rosh Hasharabim, he's talking about the entire chatzer. And in the case that we're establishing now, it's not the entire chatzer, it's just that walk area. So the Gemara says, no, Ema al mekol mechitza machlokas. See, Rabbi Chanina says that the machlokas is al mekol mechitza, about the mekol mechitza, not up to the mekol mechitza, but al mekol mechitza. The machlokas is only about that walkway. It's not about the rest of the. Chatzer. So basically, it's a major kimta in establishing what the machlokas in the Mishnah is. It's only about a case where they had a rite of passage, the wall fell down, then the wall went up, and the wall fell down. Now they're arguing about how large their rite of passage was, and the machlokas is only about the actual passage. The actual walkway, not about the rest of the chatzer. Okay. Next case, next answer is Ibai Seima, no. When the wall falls down, it becomes a sort of hybrid area. We've seen this case before of the tzidi Rosh Hasharabim, the sides of the Rosh Hasharabim. What din do they get? The Ibai Seima, the tzidi Rosh Hasharabim kamiflati. The Rabbi Lezer saw the tzidi Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasharabim dummy. He says that the tzidi Rosh Hasharabim, which these are going to be considered, are considered like Rosh Hasharabim. The Rabbanan saw the tzidi Rosh Hasharabim like Rosh Hasharabim dummy. They say the tzidi Rosh Hasharabim are not considered like the Rosh Hasharabim. Right, Rashi says, V'ibayis ema l'olam b'shemako mechitzos nikar. Now, we know where the wall is. The wall fell, and we know exactly where it is. V'afilu hachi mashle Rabbi Lezer l'mako mechitzos Rosh Hasharabim. The machlokas is only about that area where the wall fell. Is that area now, it's now tzidi Rosh Hasharabim. Rabbi Lezer held tzidi Rosh Hasharabim is Rosh Hasharabim. Therefore, if you carry from that area to the house, or from the house to that area, but no one says that the entire chatzer is Rosh Hasharabim. Right, so the Gemara says, well, if the whole machlokas is about tzidi Rosh Hasharabim, why are they establishing the machlokas here? Just have the regular machlokas in the case of tzidi Rosh Hasharabim, machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim. Why do they have to put it into this crazy case of the wall falling down? V'liflog b'tzidi Rosh Hasharabim yalma. The Gemara says, e if l'gu b'tzidi Rosh Hasharabim yalma, had we just had the machlokas by the regular stam case of tzidi Rosh Hasharabim, hava amrina, and we would have thought, he plead Rabbanan Leila Rabbi Lezer. When does Rabbanan Rabbi Lezer argue? When the Rabbanan said that tzidi Rosh Hasharabim is not Rosh Hasharabim, that is hani mila hecha the ikach chipufe. We have these sort of bumps. About hecha lech chipufe im modele kamash malan. What's chipufe? Rashi says, we would have thought that Chachamim only said that the tzidi Rosh Hasharabim are not considered Rosh Hasharabim is because stam tzidi Rosh Hasharabim ikach chipufe. Normal cases of the size of Rosh Hasharabim, they have these bumps or these areas that noatzim yisedos avon gedolos some hotel. Shalom Yizikul Kronos. that they have these things put up on the side so people don't bump into them. There won't be any damage, right? Bahu abir shebeneim lekotel karitzid v'shesarabim. And the airspace between these bumps and the rest of the area is called a tzid v'shesarabim. Ubahu have mina who the poly rabbin of amru lav v'shesarabim. Who? Plus the tatal misochel v'shesarabim. Right? Mishum di ika hefsek v'lo ailo be rabbin lahaja. Lehedja v'alhocha imi modele. There you have these bumps. So it's difficult for people to actually get up to that area because they have these protrusions coming out. So there, we would say that area is not considered shesarabim. But in our case, the wall fell down. The wall fell down, it's gone. So that area is accessible. There's nothing to bump into. So maybe in that case, he'll agree and say that type of tzidir shesarabim is considered shesarabim. So kamashma, then across the board, he holds the tzidir shesarabim is lav kim shesarabim. So now the Gemara is going to ask, wait a second. We just established a case, both answers. We said that the machlokus is only about that area. That area is considered shesarabim or not. But look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chatzer shenifritzel shesarabim, hamachas misocha l'shesarabim. Omer shesarabim misocha. It says l'socha, which means the entire chatzer. Which means the machlokus in the Mishnah is not about the area of the tzidur shesarabim. It's not about the path over there. The machlokus is, if you carry from the entire chatzer, when the wall falls down, Rabbi Lezer says the entire chatzer gets a dinner of shesarabim. That's what the Mishnah says. It's clear as day. Misocha ka'amar. So Gemara says, no, misocha is aidi the amr abonim mitocha, amr iyu nam mitocha. Because the rabbanon said mitocha, right? Right, the Chachamim said at the end of the Mishnah, it says, Chachamim omer misocha l'shes rabim, omer l'shes rabim misocha pater. He's Chachamim basically saying, listen, forget it, the whole area is l'shes rabim. It was just a yachid, or actually karmelus. So Rabbi Lezer also said, he says the word was mitocha, but it doesn't mean mitocha. He only means that area, that small area where the wall was.
Doesn't it depend if it's more than 10 amos or less than 10 amos?
The wall is gone.
The whole wall is gone.
It's not a Pesach, it's a Pirtzah. The whole wall is gone. And now the chutzner is open to the Rosh Hashanah.
So for the sake of being symmetrical, kind of nice.
Yeah, so the Gemara says, Rabbanan, right, the Gemara goes back, okay, Amar Rabbi Lezer Tzidr Shisarabim, Umahadra Lehei Innu Mitocha. So what's going on here? According to one answer, the Rabbanan said, the Machlokas is Tzidr Shisarabim. So Chacham, basically, Rabbi Lezer goes first, he goes, this is Tzidr Shisarabim. So what should be Chacham's answer? You say, no, Tzidr Shisarabim is only a karmless. No. And the Chachamim go and talk about this mitocha issue, which is there's no symmetry. They're talking above each other. So the Gemara says, no. Hachik Amrle. This is what the Rabbanan said. Hachik Amrle Rabbanan Rabbi Lezer. Milag kamodislam. Do you not agree to us, hecha detilto mitocha l'Rosh Hasharabim, that you carry from the chutzner itself inside to the Rosh Hasharabim, right? Vim, you should rabbi masocha the potter. Why? Mipneishi ki karmelus, because it's a karmelus. You have to agree to us that it's a karmelus. The whole area is not a chutzner. So tzidi nami lo shna. So the tzidi shesarabim also shouldn't. The tzidi area also makes a difference. Should not be a karmelus. It should only be a karmelus, and you shouldn't say that it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. So Gemara says, but Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Lezer answer is hasam lo kadosh le rabbi. There's a difference. The chutzner itself gets a din of a karmelus because people don't walk there. But the tzidi shesarabim area where the wall falls down, people are going to walk there all the time. So that's why I'm going to give that area the status of the shesarabim. He says, Hasam lo kadarsi rabim, right? Aval hacha kadarsi la rabim. But here, the rabim walk, and since B'nai Rosh Hasharabim walk, I judge it as Rosh Hasharabim. So again, the Mishnah seems to be strange in that he only talks, the way you set up the Mishnah was that he's only talking about Tzidir Rosh Hasharabim, and the Chachamim then answer about Misocha. So Gemara says, no, because Chachamim are saying, it's missing in the Mishnah. The Chachamim are saying, don't you agree to us that the rest of the Chatzar is a karmelus, or so too this area is a karmelus? Rabbi says, no, the rest of the chutzner is a karmelus. Yeah, I agree, but this area is a shesarabim because it's open and the people are walking in this area. Okay. Okay. Chutzner shenifritza l'shesarabim mishnei ruchusel. So a chutzner, that its wall, nifritza is gone. The wall falls away on Shabbos, Rashi says. On two sides. Where's the Esther? Okay, what does that mean, two sides? We'll figure out what the case is in the Gemara. And so to a house, I guess it's open to the chutzner, the house falls down, the walls fall, and there's no Erev. The walls in the house fall down on both sides. A mavoi that's the koro of the lechi falls down, right? Mutarim ba'oso Shabbos. That Shabbos is still mutter, because we can say, ho v'hutra v'hutra. Right? But the next Shabbos, you may not carry. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. But Rabbi Lezer argues, Rabbi Yossi argues, Rav Yossi Omer, in mutar losu Shabbos, mutar losu lava. But it's mutar for the Shabbos, we mutar for every Shabbos. The masun losu lava, masun losu Shabbos. Basically, we're gonna say he says it's usher. It's usher if it, it basically does it in the chumrah. Since you can't carry, use this area on any other Shabbos, you can't use it now. It falls down, you're done. You can't carry, which I think halach is also. If the era falls down and you know about it, you're not allowed to carry that Shabbos. However, the question is whether you tell other people. You say mutar shi yishogim al yumezidin in that instance because it falls down at 4 o'clock and everyone has their carriages, you know, all over the place. Rabbi Yossi says, no.
This is not the same case.
Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is. According to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't. Oh, he argues.
No, I'm saying then why the Rabbi Shmuel they can back into a Mishnah.
Possibly. Okay. So what's the problem? It's definitely Rashi says Chatzah Shnivitzer B'Shabbes L'Shusar Rabbi Mutar L'Osar Shabbes Hol B'Hutzul M'Ksasa. Right. It's Hol B'Hutzul M'Ksasa. So Rabbi Shmuel, they're continuing the machlokas. He passes like him. He passes like him.
And why does machlokas not apply in the previous Mishnah?
Exactly.
Why does this machlokas not apply in the previous Mishnah? Which said Chatzah Shnivitzer L'Shusar Rabbi.
In the previous Mishnah, whatever the original cases, you've always attributed to Rabbi Shmuel.
Never. Rashi never said that wall fell down on Shabbos in the previous Mishnah. In this case, Rashi says Mefarish that it fell down on Shabbos. The case above, he didn't say, right, look at the Divrei Masechta Chatzos Shenifritzo L'Shusar Rabim. Rashi just says B'Maloah, completely, or Yoser Meyeser, to answer your question. In our case, he says Chatzos Shenifritzo, he says B'Shabbos L'Shusar Rabim. So maybe that's the difference. So Gemara says, B'Maya Skinan. So what are we talking about? Let's just talk about the case of the Chatzos Shenifritzo L'Shusar Rabim on both sides. B'Maya Skinan. Ilema B'Eser, if it only wrote down up to 10 Amos, and it didn't go more than 10 Amos, so Maishna Meruch Echa Darmina Pischahu, if it's less than 10 Amos, it's not considered a Pesach, it's not considered a breach. So what's the difference? It's a Pesach on one side, it's a Pesach on the other side. Who cares if it fell down on both sides? If it fell down on both sides, both less than 10 Amos, then there's no problem. It's still a wall on both sides, right? You can't add from there to there, it's on the opposite sides. So Maishna Darmina Pischahu, Mishnei Ruch Aznami Pischahu. So Ela B'Yesem Yeser, it fell down more than 10. Well, if it fell down more than 10, who cares if it fell down on both sides? Even if it falls down on one side, you have a problem, right? Even on one side, it's a problem. So Gemara says, "Amarav le'olam be'eser." It fell only up to 10 amos. Okay, but Kagon, here's a picture. Kagon shenipritz be'karen zavis. It fell down on the corner. The corner. So basically, it's 5 and 5. It fell down on the corner, and the pischa be'karen zavis lo avid inchi. On the corner, even if it's less than 10 amos, it's a problem because people don't make their entranceways in the corner. That's why, it's, even though typically less than 10 amos is a Pesach, if it's less than 10 amos by the corner, it's still considered a breach because on the corners you don't make an entranceway.
Unless it's less than whatever.
Whatever the dollar, the tachin number.
I love that number.
3 or 4, and you can close it. Okay. Right. Rashi says the pisla mekaren zavis lo avdi de lo orchehi. That's not the way you. That's not the way you open up an entranceway in a chatzar. So basically, the wall falls down on both sides.
So if the wall falls down, if a whole wall falls down, it's also not a pesach.
If the whole wall falls down,
if a whole side falls down,
more than 10, more than 10 amos, it is. No, if it's less than 10 amos, it's but our Mishnah says the wall fell down on two sides. Trying to figure out what do you need two sides for. If it's only up to 10 amos, then who cares if it fell down on both sides? If it's more than 10 amos, and even if it fell on one side, it's a problem. So we're saying, no, it's a case where it fell less than 10 amos, but you need two, because that's how you get the problem. That's how you get the breach.
If just one wall on the corner wouldn't be up to 10.
What do you mean,
one
wall?
Side.
If one side less than 10 amos falls down, it's not an issue.
So in
the,
next to the end.
Well, here, the Karen Zavis means that it broke down on both sides. Otherwise, it's not a Karen Zavis case. If the breach falls down, if it's on the corner, that means two sides. Okay. Also, the case of a house, right? Probably same problem we can have with a house. The house that the wall fell down on two sides. So Gemara says, achas. What's the problem? Let's say the wall fell down on one. The wall fell down on one side. What do we say? We have a case of p'tikrayor v'sosim. We could say that the roof of the house drops down. So it fell down on two sides, also say drop down. Right? Darmina Pitikra, we stay roof host, not only with Pitikra Yor Visosim. I have the roof. Right? Again, Pitikra Yor Visosim, we have to remember, it's only a flat roof. So my answer is, Amri de Rab, Ishmei de Rab, can go to Nipratz Mikaren Zavis. What happened was, is it fell again on the corner, Bikiro the Alakzon, the Lekalamein Pitikor Yod Risosim. And I guess, and the roof is slanted. And the roof is slanted, we don't say Pitikor Yod Risosim. I have to have it on both sides, because then I have the same issue with the 10 Amos or not. But I can't say Pitikor Yod Risosim, because the roof is slanted. So get rid of both issues, right? The Mishnah dealing with a case with a slanted roof that we don't say pitikra.
Why can't it be not in the corner?
Because if it's not in the corner, because we have to explain why we need both sides. So again, we do both sides to have the corner to say that that's not the way you have a breach. Because if it is, if it just fell in the middle and the regular wall fell down, if it was less than 10 amos, I don't care. I don't need pitikra for sosim. If it's less than 10 amos, it's not a breach. And if it's more than 10 amos, then one side. What do I need two sides for? So again, the two sides come in. Because it teaches me about the corner, so therefore it doesn't have to be 10 amos. You can't say pitikra because it's a slanted roof. It's not a flat roof. It's the same din as the chaser, just we're adding in the extra element of pitikra. We got to get rid of the pitikra case.
I know it's not, the picture here happens to only show one side.
Mine shows two sides. Right? It says he goes to Nifrat's but Karen's Zavis.
Only one. Only has one. Right?
One side. No, it's a corner.
A corner is by definition two sides.
Look at the floor on the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Okay. He says, Karen, even if Machlokas picture book and the Gemara, we're gonna go like the Gemara. That's gonna be. But another rule. Okay. I know. It's the same thing we had Machlokas Masifta Artsville. I pass it like Masifta, but I don't know. There's a Yesh Holkin. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says that afilu be yeser me eser. So Shmuel says no. A case in the ratio of the chatzah shenifresh on mishnei ruchosav. What? He says that that's even if the pirsa was bigger than 10 amos. So if it's bigger than 10 amos, the wall falls down. I hachi me ruach achas nami. So why do I need to tell Mishnah tell me that it fell down in two sides? Even if it falls in one side, if it's more than 10 amos, it's a problem. So the Gemara says mishum bias. Not because. The Mishnah says Mishum Bias that the case of the house, which is saying it because of the house. So Bias Gufa Tukshay. Why we're saying two sides because of the case of the house. So we have to question, okay, the house too. If it felt more than 10 amos, why do I need both sides? Well, Bias Gufa Tukshay. Maishlami Ruch Achas the Amina Pitikra Vyorvisosim. Mishte Ruchos Nami Pitikra Yorvisosim. That's number one. Number one is what Shmuel says that we're dealing with a case. We said two because of the house case. So it's the house case. Two walls more than 10 amos fell down. So what's the difference? If two walls in the house, if it's not the corner, so two sides of the house fell down. You say pitikra v'yorvisosim on one side. Say pitikra v'yorvisosim on both sides. What's the problem? We established the mishnah's on the corner, then we have an issue. So Shmuel says no. It's a case where the regular wall fell down. Say pitikra v'yorvisosim. Why would you say pitikra yorvisosim only by one and not by two? And even more so, Shmuel doesn't even hold the pitikra yorvisosim, right? We just saw that case where he put the stand, the poles up in the bika. Well, me yesli the Shmuel pitikra yorvisosim ha itmar. We had the case achsajim bika. We have this right, this canopy area in the valley, right? Rav am mutl tatavakul. You carry the whole area there because he says pitikra yorvisosim. Got a flat top, four poles. Rob says, just drop the walls down, particularly over so same. And Shmuel says, Amitalton by Eloda Amos. You only can carry four Amos in there because he doesn't hold it particularly over so same. We actually answered this question way back there. We asked this question that Shmuel only holds no particularly over so same if there are no walls. Once there are some walls, you can start saying particularly over so same on the rest.
Now, how do you compare this to the last case a minute ago where Rabbi Shmuel arguing about the case of the wall that dropped down?
Mm-hmm.
He's being Machmer one and.
What do you mean? I'm not following.
Shmuel being Machmer now on Pitikra. He doesn't hold it.
Shmuel, we brought a price that Shmuel, he doesn't hold
the
Pitikra.
He holds you a lot of work and compare and find two chassis together.
What does that have to do with Pitikra over there? There's no roof over there.
He's being Machmer on both cases with Shusin.
But they're different key issues. One's talking about whether you can drop the wall, and one's talking about whether you hold the Hutcher. They're not, who says they're related? No, Pitikra is talking about a roof. You know there's a roof and a wall. Right, Shmuel. So the Gemara says no. Halokasha. There's no. The second question is not a problem because ki letzle be'arba aval shalosh isle. Shmuel doesn't hold. Everyone holds particular yorvisosim. Let's say halacha Moshe Mizinai. The question is, when can you apply Pitik or Yovisosim? Rav says you can apply Pitik or Yovisosim even by four by, for all the walls. Shmuel says in order to get to Pitik or Yovisosim, you have to have at least one full wall. So in our case of the house, the case of the house, you still have two walls. Only two walls fell down. So the question is, he does hold Pitik or Yovisosim. So that second question goes away. But the first question is still there. Let me call Machom Kasha. If Shmuel says that two sides of the house fell down, so say Pitik or Yovisosim, drop the walls. So Gemara says, "Could the Amri be Rav Mishmei Rav?" Here you need the picture. Kagosh Nifrat beKaren Zavis beAl Kason. So Hachinami Kagosh Nifrat beKaren Zavis Kiruv beArva. Basically, just like similar to what Be Rav says, name of Rav, that it broke in the corner on a jagged like jagged. So to here, it broke in the corner jagged. Basically, somehow the way it broke, you have to drop four walls down. I can't figure it out from the pictures. That it comes to a case where in order to fix it on the Karen Zavis and in a jagged manner, so in order to fix the walls, somehow you have to drop four walls down for Pitik or Yovisosim, which we said Shmuel doesn't hold a Pitik or Yovisosim. Right. So here the way the walls fell, in order to fix it, you have to somehow have four Pitik or Yori. I don't see it.
Because he said that the roof is jagged.
The roof, the top gets jagged.
Therefore, in order to drop a wall, you would have to drop a wall here, a wall here, a wall here, a wall here. You're dropping four walls.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you have to drop the little bit over here, a little bit over here, and then this down here,
right.
So you're dropping four walls.
That's not how it works, though. It works from the edge.
But for the edge valve, the
edge of it is clear. We have a clear edge.
No, it's not a clear edge.
No, it's not a clear edge.
It's look at the look picture 342.
I see like Mati. Just
drop. Oh, the bottom one.
But I'm saying like you also. If you just drop the wall from the inside, it closes it. So you have a smaller house, but only two walls drop down.
He doesn't want a smaller house.
He wants the same size house. In order to get the same size house, you have to drop four walls.
You still can't drop. Even according to this picture, you can't drop even from inside one wall or two walls. You still got to go around the edges.
Yeah, that picture is different.
Picture,
which picture?
Yeah.
342. Oh, I see.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that comes out, so that even if you drop 2 and 3, there's still some space.
Right. If you drop 2 and 3,
it's a smaller house. But
there's a drawing of
Rashi.
Rashi's from on top.
Bird's eye view.
Ah, okay. Okay, fine. Okay, so that's the problem for Shmuel. So Shmuel said, that's why Shmuel says you have a problem. Well, since you can't say Peter, it broke, two walls fell down in a jagged manner in the corner.
Right.
Even though it's two walls, it's four roofs.
Four Pitik or Yoritz. Okay? So, Shmuel, and so the word now says, Shmuel lo amar kirav, because alakson lo katani. Shmuel says he doesn't hold like Rav, because Rav says the roof is slanted. I guess the tip, stam roof in those days was a flat roof, not like today. Stam roof is pitched. In those days, the stam roof was a flat roof. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that it was a slanted roof. So I'm not going to hold like you. They were talking about it's a slanted roof. Rav lo amar k'shmuel. Rav doesn't hold like Shmuel because in Cain, right? If you need four Pitik or Yovisosim, in Cain, havile achsadra. Then it's the same case of the achsadra. Four walls dropping down. And Rav already discussed that case. This is very fascinating. We're quoting the exact same brisa a couple lines later. For the opposite, for the other person. You can carry the whole thing. According to this, if this is the case, if it's just a simple Pitik or Yovisosim case, the Rav already has that. What do I need to have that over here? So right, the Itmar, because we said, Achsadja Bibika, Rav Amotu Tatu Bakula, Shmuel Amar Ematatu Ba'el Abra Amos. And Rav Amotu Tatu Bakula, because Armina Pitik or Yovisosim, and Shmuel Amar Ematatu Ba'el Abra Amos, because Lo Armina Pitik or Yovisosim. So, he already said that already. You know, we're going to stop here. Pick up over here, Manapa, okay? We'll stop here. All right, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Stay dry.